Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, March the 22nd, 2024. What is it? 3:22:24, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, lots to talk about. If you heard the show yesterday, yesterday's show really could have been called All About Me, which is fine. It was an interesting conversation. I don't even know how we got off on the idea of the conversation that we got onto yesterday. But it was basically how these intros and outros on this show came to be. And maybe that's interesting for some people to hear that stuff. I don't know. Because if it's about me, I think it's not all that interesting. But maybe it is interesting to somebody. It was fun telling the stories. So, hope you enjoyed the program yesterday. And if you have any questions about any of that, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, because I think we took it right up till the end of the show yesterday. The old heading to the dugout, and thank you for the, thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and all that sort of thing. You know, it put me in the mind of it when I said it there, which now I do say it every morning. It's just stuck in my head. I think I could die at the microphone at 8 a.m. in the morning, you know, literally dead, no pulse. And when I heard that intro come on, I would still come alive for just a few moments. You know how they say dead people come alive for just a few moments? And say, thank you, man, with golden voice, Ted Williams. This is Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. I think it could still happen. Let's see here. So that was yesterday's show. And again, if you have any questions, 740-383-9944. I was driving here this morning, and when I left my house, it was still very dark this morning. And I really wasn't sure why, because it hasn't seemed that dark around 7 o'clock in the morning. As I was leaving McDonald's this morning, I looked back toward the east. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. I looked back toward the east and saw, and you know, I've been around a while now, one of the most beautiful sunrises I think I have ever seen. I don't know if anybody snapped a picture of it this morning, but the sun was enormous, and it was so orange, and there were no clouds in front of it. You know, I can't imagine the eclipse will be much more beautiful than what I saw this morning. As I was driving to McDonald's, I could kind of see that the sky was kind of pink this morning. And I thought that was kind of interesting, dark but pink. But as I was pulling out of McDonald's to get on Route 95 to come here, I just happened to look back toward the east, and the most beautiful orange, gigantic sun was rising in the east. If you saw that this morning, you certainly would not have forgotten it. Did anybody see that this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It was a thing of beauty. And, you know, I've poo-pooed this whole eclipse thing. But, you know, if it's something like that, it really, for a moment, you say, wow, that is really, really something. I wish I would have taken a picture of it this morning, but I had my hands on the wheel, and I had just gotten my drink, and I was driving in the opposite direction, so taking a picture might have been kind of difficult, or at least a picture that would have made any sense, but it was very, very beautiful this morning. So that was the sun this morning. There's your little bit of sky trivia for this Friday, Getaway Friday. Want to talk a little bit about the program coming up today. Jess Hauser will be with us from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Matt Morgan will join us at 9 a.m. as well till 11 a.m. And then from 11 to 12 today, Pastor Craig is out today. He had some family business to take care of in the South. So it will be Matt and I from 11:15 until 12. And then Matt and I again, I guess, from 11:15 or 12:15 until 1. So stay tuned for those programs today. And then there'll be a Best of Pastor Craig that will air from 1:15 until 2. So that will be the rundown today. We've got some interesting topics with Jess this morning. But when we get to 11 o'clock, I think Matt and I are going to try to figure out this NCAA bracketing situation. Now, I don't know if he has his bracket with him. But I filled out mine, and again, I don't know anything about college basketball, but trying to figure out the point system on how to score this here at the station, and Carrington did fill out one and sent it to me, although I could not download it, so we're still working on that. Here's how I figure this. Now, I could be wrong. As I was going over this morning before we went on the air, I might be confused. Now, it's 1 point for every first round game you get right. 5 points for every second round game. 10 points for every third round game. If you get somebody to the Final Four, that's 20 points for every team you get to the Final Four. 25 points if you get somebody to the final game. And 30 points if you pick the winner of the whole tournament. Now, I think that's how the scoring system goes. But as I'm looking at this bracketing, is that right? Is that numbered right? Because the first round would have been 1 point, second round, 5, third round, 10, final four, 20. If you pick one of the two teams or both of the teams in the final game, that's 25 points each. And then if you pick the winner, it's 30 points. I think that's right, but don't hold me to it. Now, I know there were games yesterday, and I know half of this bracket is probably filled out at this point, but I have no idea who won and who lost any of that. So if anybody wants to call and fill me in, that'll be really dynamic radio on who won and who lost yesterday. Because I didn't even look, and this morning I really didn't have time before I came on to look. I was trying too hard to fill out the point bracket system. But I don't know who won, and I don't know if Matt will have his scorecard here this morning, his bracket, and I don't have Carrington's. I know she did fill it out Wednesday night, so I know it was done before the game started yesterday. So hopefully I'll be able to access that as the day goes on, but you know, I don't know who won. I don't know who lost. If anybody knows, give me a buzz. I know I can look it up on the internet, but I'm doing a show right now, so I can't really look it up on the internet. 740-75... No, see, I about gave the home number. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I want to see how many I got right and how many I got wrong. We did not do this on the air last year, but 2 years ago we did it. And I had a lot of fun with it. And by the way, just, you know, not to rub salt in the wounds, but I did win the competition 2 years ago. So I feel that I've got a record to keep intact this year. But Matt says he doesn't know anything about college sports, but I think he does. I think he certainly knows more than I do or than Carrington does. That's all I'm saying. So we'll see how this all shakes out, and maybe I'll get to see who won and lost as the morning goes on here. Okay. What else is on the topic here this morning? Oh, you know, yesterday I was talking about Bailey Hunt, who used to be, actually started the Friday night program with me back in January of 2020. We started that program first of the year 2020. So the Friday night program has been going about 4.5 years now. Now, we've had some changes in that show over the years. Obviously, Bailey is no longer with that show. And then we had somebody who followed Bailey, and they're no longer with that show. And then we got Matt and Carrington, and of course, they've been here almost a year now doing their thing. So everything's going well. But I still have a good relationship with Bailey, which I think I would guess that goes against the narrative that when somebody leaves here, you don't like them and you don't talk to them and that whole thing. And that's not really true. And Bailey, I think, will be in one day next week because she sent me some pictures of some things she's doing, culinary things, cake things. And I believe she will be in next Thursday morning, guest co-hosting this show from 8:15 until 10, if all bodes out right. She's never been to the new studio. She was at the old house studio on South Prospect Street one time, but I don't think she's ever been to this studio since we moved here late October last year. So it'll be good to have her back in the studio and doing whatever we did and bringing food. So that will be interesting as well. And we'll take some pictures that morning because the things she does are pretty interesting. These cakes, I mean, they're not just cakes. They're actually, they are kind of abstract is what I call them. But, you know, anybody who's got a talent, I take my hat off to them. And I certainly think she has a talent here. So Bailey will be back with us next week. And, you know, I think about people from the past at this station. Clearly, Nate, he's been back on Pastor Craig's show, and he comes back for the Christmas party and anniversary party every year. I can't think of anybody. There's only really, you know, and a lot of our people have went on to their reward. We're sad they're no longer with us, but obviously they're not going to be coming back for obvious reasons. But there's only one person who I really think right now there's any problem with who's ever been on this station, and we've been on for 10 years coming up in June. There's really only one person who is, and I really do not have a grudge with this person. If I met this person, and it's going to happen one day because we live in the same city, you know, we're going to run into each other at the store one day or somewhere, a gas station, whatever. It's going to happen. It'll be fine. And I think everything will blow over. But right now, I just think there's some tension on their end. And it's certainly not on my end. I don't have any tension. But it is there. And so to only have one person in 10 years really have some kind of tension, that's pretty good. I'll take that. But Bailey will be back next week, and that'll be fun. Okay, well, the eclipse is coming up. Oh, and we've got something going on Eclipse Day, 1 to 5 p.m. Now, I said today that I would fill people in on what we're going to do on Eclipse Day, and for the most part, I am. But I'm not going to tell you the place yet, but I will tell you it's going to be on Route 95. 1 to 5 p.m. on Route 95, we're going to have an eclipse event. I believe we will have eclipse glasses there, but I'll let you know sooner to the occasion. There is a very good chance that WWE Hall of Famer Thunderbolt Patterson will be there signing autographs because he's coming straight from the Hall of Fame here. The Hall of Fame is actually that weekend, April 5th, 6th, and 7th, but I believe he's getting on a plane early Friday morning from Monday morning from Philadelphia and coming straight here. So he should be here for the 1 o'clock eclipse event. And our dear, dear, dear friend, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be a part of this. Now, I'm not going to tell you what Mary Ellen's going to do, but Mary Ellen will be doing something very, very unique. I'm going to let that hang because we've still got a couple weeks. But Mary Ellen, and I've already talked to her about it, is going to be doing something that day that I don't think anybody would ever think that Mary Ellen would do. It's not a bad thing. It's just a very unique thing. And if you are there to see it, it will be as unique as the eclipse. Because, trust me, this will be once in a lifetime. You're only going to see this happen with Mary Ellen once in a lifetime. So not only will the eclipse be once in a lifetime at 3:20 that afternoon, but what Mary Ellen will be doing will be once in a lifetime that afternoon. And I also believe we will have music that day. So it's not just, we'll have music and food. So you can have food, you can listen to music, you can hang out with Mary Ellen and Matt and Carrington and myself and Thunderbolt Patterson. There's a little something for everybody that day, and we'll all watch the 4-minute eclipse together, the greatest event in the history of our time, as I'm being told. All right, 27 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Oh, here's something else. I got two emails yesterday from one of our longtime listeners, and I'm talking about somebody who's been listening to me back to the WMRN days, so we're getting probably close to 20 years ago. This person has been listening to me. You think after 20 years, they're probably getting sick of me. But they gave me some very interesting information yesterday that I wanted to pass along to everybody. This person said, I drove through the cemetery this week and signs at the entrance said cemetery will be closed April 8th due to all people and vehicles. Just learned also that Pleasant Park will be closed that day. I know Lawrence Orchard is having an event and have 700 glasses. Now, can you imagine that? 700 people at Lawrence Orchard on the day of the eclipse. The cemetery will be closed, and so will Pleasant Park. Now, this is an interesting story. I did not see this because I don't get the Marion Star, but here we go again. On another note, I tried to send the article from the Marion Star regarding PETA in the news again. Now they want the White House to use potatoes instead of eggs on the lawn for Easter. Get ready to color your potatoes. The article is available online. I didn't know real eggs were used anyhow. It never ends with them. Now, here's, and I have to agree with our listener here, because, during the whole groundhog thing, I was okay with the PETA thing, because it was my understanding that groundhogs don't like to be pulled out during winter, and I am not an expert on groundhogs, so I had to go along with that. But asking the White House to use potatoes instead of Easter eggs, this I do not understand. Because don't we already have fake Easter eggs? I mean, wouldn't that be the more logical thing to go toward if you don't want to use real eggs? And I'm not sure why we're not using real eggs. I mean, people eat eggs all the time. This is not harming an animal. The production of eggs is not going to stop because we stop coloring eggs on Easter. So I really do not understand this one at all. And why would you use a potato? What does a potato have to do with Easter? Not that the Easter Bunny really has a lot to do with Easter, I guess, depending on what your connotation toward Easter is. But why not just use fake eggs? I mean, they asked him to use a fake groundhog, so why not fake eggs? I mean, I have a whole tin at home full of fake Easter eggs that somebody gave me. What can you imagine kids going around searching for potatoes in the White House lawn? Now, you know, PETA, my goodness gracious, I would have even been with you here if you would have said, let's go to fake eggs. But when you start saying potatoes, I'm starting to think something's a little strange over there. Anyway, had another email. Now, this one I really like from the same listener out there. I was asking how they were, and they asked me, thanks for asking. They said they're getting ready to leave for spring break with their kids and grandkids. Florida. Too far for a week, so they're going to Cape Cod. Now, I love Cape Cod. I was in Cape Cod in 2017 and just had a great time in Cape Cod. I think it's great. Even though it's chilly there, and probably will be chilly next week, I would guess. But it's such a great place. All the lighthouses, and it's a little community, and so I think this person will have a great time in Cape Cod with their family. But they said, my morning routine will not change, or my morning routine will change. No more going out in the morning to get the paper and do the puzzle while listening to WGH. I think this is about the paper. I don't think they're cutting us out of their morning routine. I think they're cutting the newspaper out. People have complained about not going getting the papers, but this person has been fortunate. They've got the papers for the last 3 years, been there every day. And they also like the interview with Scott Scherzer on Wednesday. Sure hope he succeeds in whatever he does. And that's from one of our listeners out there, Linda, and we thank her. You know, now that I read this, I imagine she won't have the newspaper in Cape Cod, but she can certainly take us to Cape Cod on her cell phone or listening device or tablet or laptop, whatever you have. So hopefully Linda will continue to listen in Cape Cod to the program. You know, we're already on in Pennsylvania most mornings. We're already on in Idaho most mornings. We're certainly on in Columbus most mornings. Baltimore, why not Cape Cod? So I thank our listener for that. So hopefully we'll be on in Cape Cod next week, even if not every morning. I know that spring break is busy, but hey, we're on early in the morning, 8 to 10. All right, again, phone lines are open here. 34 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Jessica Hauser, Matt Morgan coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here this morning. And again, we thank our listener for sending. I always like feedback. Send me an email anytime. Feedback's always fun. I would like to be on in Cape Cod. Even though I won't be in Cape Cod, I would like to be on in Cape Cod during the month of March. I think it's a very, very, very nice place. Now, a lot of talk is going on about what's going on with me and the WWE and Philadelphia and the Hall of Fame, and that's all coming up on Friday, April the 5th. You know, I think we've pretty well come to terms. We've had some pretty serious conversations the last couple days, and I've spoken to several people within the company, so I do believe it looks like it's going to happen. At this point, I don't know what would stop it, but you never know. Things can always stop it, but it looks pretty good. I can say that as of March 22nd. So it looks as if I will be at the Wells Fargo Center on March 22nd. That would be today, wouldn't it? I'm getting dates wrong today. Something's going wrong with me. I will be at too many dates to talk about, I guess, I think is what's going on. I will be at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on April the 5th, inducting Thunderbolt Patterson into the Hall of Fame. And again, you'll be able to watch that live on Peacock. Even if you don't have the Peacock app, download it for that day. It'll be live starting at 10 o'clock that night. And 21,000 people in the Wells Fargo Center and all kinds of people watching all around the world. So between now and then, you got 2 weeks. Download the Peacock app. And you'll be able to watch it live. That morning, as it looks, because I believe I leave on Thursday that week, Thursday afternoon, I will be doing this show Friday morning from Philadelphia. So Friday, April 5th, this show will emanate from Philadelphia. I assume my guest that morning would be Thunderbolt Patterson and whoever from the station comes along. Also, maybe some other people there. I know a lot of people are going to be there for the big Hall of Fame ceremony. We'll just have to see how that goes. But it's such a unique thing for me, to be honest, because here's this big company that has approached me to do this, and I'm very thankful and honored that they have done this, but I don't believe anybody from Marion ever has went in front of an audience that big. 21,000 sold out in the arena and broadcast all over the world via the Peacock. And WWE's got a tremendous following. So it's very strange to be a part of that. Also, I don't know. Who knows what the future holds there? Because my impression is, in the conversations that I have had with them, is that this is not just going to be a one-night thing. As a matter of fact, just to show you that it's not going to be a one-night thing, they want me to stay the weekend. Even though what I will be doing will be on Friday night, the 5th, they would like me to stay through the weekend. Now, I don't know what all that's about, but I'm sure I'll know more as the next 2 weeks progress. They were fine with me doing this radio show from Philadelphia on Friday, April the 5th. So, I don't know. We're talking things. I haven't talked with the producer yet, but I know I have a producer who's going to be talking with me, and we're going to try to work this thing out for Thunderbolt the best that we can, and we'll see what happens, and we'll see what comes of it after that. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 38 and a half minutes past the hour. If you have any questions, give me a buzz. We always love hearing from people out there in the listening audience. 740-383-9944. And as I've said, I don't really watch wrestling and probably haven't for more than 25 years. But to be asked to do this for this company, biggest wrestling company, one of the biggest companies on the face of the earth, a billion dollar company, multi-billion dollar company, is so strange that, see, here's the problem. When people say that they cannot achieve things, number one, from Marion, or they cannot achieve things because things are impossible because of where they came from, I think that's a bunch of garbage. Because I think I have been able, very luckily, a lot of it's luck, but I have been very lucky to achieve things that would blow my mind. And you know something? If you came to me when I was 20 years old and you would have said, how do you want your life to be? If somebody would have come to me and explained to me the life that I've had and all the fun things that I've gotten to do, I would have taken that life in a second. I would have said, that's great. So even though that sounds a little Pollyanna-ish, I really have gotten to live my dream life, and I'm lucky, and I'm so lucky to get to say that to people via the airwaves, because hopefully it gives some hope to whatever you're doing. You know, I hope it's hopeful, because I, you know, when I was a kid, I watched WWE, and now to be a part of this all these years later, that's tremendous. The things in broadcasting, the people I've talked to, the places I've been, I never would have thought that would have happened. And honestly, I am not the greatest in this business. And I don't even think I'm the greatest in this business that has ever come from Marion. I don't know why it's worked out in my favor in a lot of cases, but it certainly has. So I'm very, very lucky. There you go. Not that my life is ending, but I'm lucky. You know, I think it's all choices, though, too. I really think it does come down to choices. There are certain things, if I had made different choices, I'm pretty sure that I would not be where I am. If I had chosen to do certain things, I think they would have had a direct impact on my life that would have changed things. And I would not be in the position that I'm in now. So, you know, make your decisions wisely, I guess is the best way to put it. Okay, under 20 minutes left in this hour, 41 and a half minutes past the hour. Anybody out there want to say anything? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we would enjoy hearing from you. Did you see the big sun that came up this morning in the east? That beautiful sun. What do you think about? Well, we got Jess coming up later today. Bailey next week. Any thoughts on the eclipse in the little event that we've got going on here in regard to the eclipse coming up on April the 8th? Any thoughts on the Mayor Schertzer interview we did on Wednesday? A lot of feedback on that particular interview, or Kevin Davidson, who we had on that morning. Still haven't heard what the outcome is going to be in the investigation into the auditor by Ray Grogan. That still kind of hangs over the head. You know, the whole thing, and I think I said this yesterday, but to me, the whole thing with Schertzer Park, now that Mayor Schertzer has been in here, that to me, I don't even know how you qualify that, to be honest with you. You know, the Parks Department changes the name of Founders Park to Schertzer Park, and then after Mayor Schertzer's gone, they change the name of the park back to Founders Park, and apparently, there were a lot of reasons given for why this was done, and apparently, most of them did not hold water. You know, I was told it's an administrative park, and only the administration can change it. Well, you know, Mayor Schertzer said on Wednesday that's not really so. He was told that on Google Maps it wouldn't change it, although when he Google mapped it, it did come up Schertzer Park. So, Mayor Schertzer said he thought it was petty, and he thought it was political. Now, this is what I have to say about local politics. Can you imagine that in Marion, this is what we do. We fight politically and personally over changing the name of a park. Now, again, whether you like or dislike Mayor Schertzer, that's your business. Whether you agree or disagree with what he did politically, that's your business. But this man has a wife. This man has children. This man has a mother who's still around. And to have to explain that a park was named after you and then go, oh, wait a second, it's no longer named after me because somebody was petty and political, I don't understand that. And by the way, as Mayor Schertzer pointed out on Wednesday, Kellogg Parkway is still named Kellogg Parkway. And that was named for Jack Kellogg, who was the longest-serving mayor in Marion history. Now, Mayor Schertzer has tied that record as the longest-serving mayor in Marion history. Why would you change the name of the park? Now, I don't know the exact person who did this, but that is a petty person. I hate to say that. And again, I don't know who did it. And Mayor Schertzer didn't tell me who did it. But I would really have to look at that person and say, what is that? I mean, that is a real, what would you want to say? That's a real low move. I'm sorry. And if the person who did this is listening this morning, I would like to even hear your justification for why you did it. Because this whole thing, Google Maps, if you Google map it right now, it says Schertzer Park, so that's not it. And if you lay this line about it being an administrative park, that's not true. The Parks Department has taken care of it ever since its inception, says Mayor Schertzer. So that's not true. So why did you do it? Why did you take down the sign and order a new sign that said Founders Park to put it back that way? I just can't believe. You know, disagree with somebody's policy, disagree with how they act, disagree with all that, but this thing to me is just a little too much, changing the name of a park for political and petty reasons. And if it wasn't political or petty, let me know. Straighten me out on this one. It just seems a little silly. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you this morning, especially on this topic. I don't even think that is political to have an opinion on that. Apparently, it was politically done, but I don't think you have to be political to have an opinion on that. Now, remember this morning, Jessica Hauser and Matt Morgan will be along starting next hour. They'll be here from 9 until 11. That's always fun. Listen to that. And then Matt and I will be on from 11 until 1. Pastor Craig is out today, but he'll be back next week. So 11 to 1, Matt and I will be on. And then 1 to 2, we'll have the best of Pastor Craig. And then tonight, we'll have the Friday night show, 8:15 to 10. Here on this station. Oh, I just glanced over at the computer. I'm getting a message that said, did you just say Bailey? I did say Bailey. Because recently, was it yesterday or the day before? See, this is why you have to listen every day. This person must have tuned out for a while. Bailey sent me a message. We were talking. And she has kind of gotten into the culinary aspects of things and is doing really great cakes and things of that nature. And she's going to be on with me next Thursday morning from 8 to 10. And we're going to talk about her cakes. And I believe she might be bringing one in. That'll be fascinating. I said no chocolate. Not a chocolate person. No peanut butter. No chocolate. And it just goes to show you, once again, just because somebody's no longer here doesn't mean you have to have a bad relationship with them. And I really don't have a bad relationship with her that I'm aware of. We could find out next Thursday that maybe I do, but I don't think I do. Clearly, we can converse without there being any awfulness. And as I said, in the 10 years, June 10th, we've been here 10 years. I don't think there's anybody in that 10-year period who I do not talk to somewhat or have some kind of relationship with. I mean, there's no hard feelings just because you're not around here anymore. I think there's only one person. Now, those hard feelings are not on my end. I just want to say that. And one day I am going to see that person. It's bound to happen, as I said, but it'll be fine. You know, it's just going to be in the store one day or at the gas station. Something will happen where I will see that person, and I think it'll be fine. It'll all be straightened out, I'm sure. So we'll work it out. Anyway, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I'm not even sure that there are things that need to be worked out in most of these situations. I just think, you know, have you ever noticed that weird things build up between people that really should not build up between them, and really it's just a lack of communication? It's because you don't talk, and all of a sudden you get some kind of, I don't know what you would call it. I think it's more distance than friction that builds up between you, but, you know, you get over it. At some point, you have to be adult about these things. You know, it's interesting. I think I was talking about this the other day, that this week was spring break for a lot of people, and Abby, who was in here a couple weeks ago, she went... was she in here a couple weeks ago? Oh, yeah, she was, for the wrestling thing. She was in here a couple weeks ago. And for spring break, she went to New York. And, boy, I hope I get... I think it's David Gray is the man's name. I hope I'm getting that right. But he's from Great Britain, and he performs music. And she traveled to New York to see him for a couple days. Her sister lives in New York, and her brother went along. And... there's something apparently mystifying to Abby about this David Gray. I don't know what it is. I listened to his music. She had me listen to some of his songs before she left. And, I mean, he's okay. He certainly is not bad. But I don't see getting all revved up about him. He doesn't seem like that type. And he certainly is playing the smaller venues now. But if she had a good time, that's all that really matters. You know, that's really all... If you find something you like and you want to go to it, have a good time. We'll have to get a report at some point on how the David... I hope his name's David Gray. I hope I'm getting... I don't want to mispronounce the man's name. And I'm trying to remember, I screwed this up every time I brought it up, but there seems to be some connection between the man's accent in the fact that when he met her, Abby's become like a groupie for this guy. She met him like 8 or 9 years ago, something like that, 10 years ago maybe. And for some reason, he said her name was A-double-B-Y. A-double-B-Y. Now, I don't know why that's a thing, because I think it is A-B-B-Y. Why is that a thing? I really have no idea. He's British, yeah. So I got that. He's British. But A-double-B-Y. Now, why does that mean... I don't understand why that's a thing. Now, if I said that to somebody, is that going to mean anything? Hey, A-double-B. I don't know. But there seemed to be some emphasis put on how this man said her name. Probably more than the music. Oh, I'm getting a report. The concert was amazing. I don't know. Google it if you want. Google David Gray and see what kind of music you come up with. Like I say, I listened to a couple of the songs. I'm not saying he's bad. He's fine. You can understand the, he was spelling it at her because he was writing her name. Well, I understood that. But I just don't know why saying A-double-B-Y had some kind of significance. I don't know. I wonder if she got a picture with him this time. She got a picture with him 10 years ago. Is there a new David Gray picture for the photo album? You know, there's something and you know what? I just about said it. This was one of those moments where I ran it through my brain before it came out of my mouth. But I was about to say something that I know is true. But I know that some people would take it as a negative, and I really did not mean it as a negative, so I'm not going to say it. But David Gray. Does anybody know David Gray or anything about him? Is it just the British accent? Is that what gets people all wound up? I don't know. And my NCAA bracket, I'm telling you, I got to know the winners here. I know the games were yesterday. I have no idea who any of the winners were. Maybe I'll have to, during the break, look up the winners. I don't know. Oh, this is so sad that there are lots of pictures, but none of them together. This man would not take a picture with his fans who were devoted. Well, I see a picture. You know, he's looking a little old. I don't know how old this fellow is. I'm looking at a picture of him right now on stage with a guitar and a microphone. I don't see, you know, you think you could get a picture with a guy like that. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's showbiz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We got 5 minutes left in this particular hour. Jessica Hauser and Matt Morgan coming up at 9:15 until 11. And boy, do we have some interesting topics to go through this morning. I think it's going to bring out a lot of fascinating stuff. Sometimes a topic can lead you all over the place, and again, Pastor Craig is out today, so it will be Matt and I from 11 until 1, and hopefully we can figure out these NCAA basketball charts. March Madness. And by the way, this is the official show of March Madness. Just like Wendy's has the official burger of March Madness, this is the official show of March Madness. Now, I don't know that these things mean anything. Maybe today somebody will bring me one of those official sandwiches from Wendy's. You know, we're only about a mile from Wendy's here. Maybe one of those official sandwiches will show up. let's see here. I'm getting word that Abby and her family had very close seats, just didn't hang out for a picture. Now, where did they have to be? Well, was there a long line to get a picture with this man? I don't know. I would think that she would want to stick around and get a picture with this man. To kind of look back at the picture from 2000, was it 2014 I saw that picture? So 10 years ago. I would think you'd want a picture 10 years later to match up. And it could be the last time you see this guy. You never know. You know, things can happen on both ends. I certainly, if everything continues to pan out okay, I certainly will be taking some pictures at the Hall of Fame, I'm sure, in Philadelphia, coming up in April. 21,000 people, sold out strong. You know, that's a whole nother thing about that Hall of Fame. You know, it goes down, apparently, after it's over, live that night. By the way, everybody get the Peacock, watch it at 10 o'clock. It goes down in the history in the WWE Network, so it's there for people to view until the end of time. So you really don't want to screw the speech up. Oh, especially for somebody like Thunderbolt, who's going in at 82 and a half years old. You just don't want to screw that up. Now, clearly, my speech will not be long, because people want to hear the person who's going into the Hall of Fame. But, you know, they're just, I don't want to give it away here, but there are important things to say in regard to Thunderbolt that hopefully the writer and the producer and I will be able to get together on. You know, I need to get a tuxedo. Where do you get a good tuxedo in town? I have not needed a tuxedo in many, many years. But for this event, I have to have a tuxedo. It's high class affair there in Philadelphia. So I'm going to have to get a tuxedo. I'll probably have to get that done next week, considering it's the following week. Have to get a tuxedo, jump on a plane, head out to Philadelphia. You know, it's a real blue chip affair. All right, we're down to the last minute here. Don't forget Jessica Hauser and Matt Morgan join us from 9:15 until 11. And then Matt and I will go at it here from 11:15 until 1 this afternoon. And then the best of Pastor Craig today from 1:15 until 2. And then tonight we'll have the Friday Night Live show, 8:15 until 10. And then, as I said, Bailey Hunt comes back, I believe for the first time, maybe. I think I have that right. For the first time in probably close to 4 years now since she departed the Friday night program on Thursday next week, 8:15 till 10 in the morning, talking about cakes and all kinds of things. Back after this short but important timeout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett.